Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I tried to engage with Kari on Twitter because he is still a finalist for the Pulse of the People, but he did not respond to my inquiry.
He's responding to others, though. He's active on social media today.
And I just asked if he was showing up on Thursday at Gotham Comedy Club, but he's not yet responded to that.
I can't imagine now. His deadline to opt in or out is 5 o'clock on Wednesday.
Yeah.
So the next day could be a very busy day for him, organizing his trade to the Lakers or him taking the mid-level with the Lakers or whatever the hell he's
doing. Dude, he's not. Well, we'll get to it when it happens. I'd be shocked if he says no to $30 million. I know he's made $100+ million in his lifetime. I get it. But he walked away from $18 million this past year because of the COVID stuff. He's got 36 guaranteed if he opts in for 1 year from the Nets. The best the Lakers can offer him is just over $6 million.
Right, on the mid-level exception.
So you'd have to be walking away from $30 million.
And more than that, because we talked about the money.
Nobody does that.
Well, he did this season.
$18 million.
Yeah.
A little different.
But he did. The reason why I don't think he would has nothing to do with what you said, which is salient point about money. It's the message for the Players Association that here's a guy willing to give up that kind of money. I don't think the Players Association, and Kyrie is a big part of the Players Association, would ever be okay with something like
that. Anyway, so I invited him. Well, I inquired. I didn't invite him. I inquired if he was showing up on Thursday to the Pulse of the People comedy show at Gotham Comedy Club. As many of the other finalists, I'm sure, will.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm going. I'm a finalist. I know Stu Feiner's going. He bought 10 tickets. He's going. I don't know if Rob Manfred's going because he did blow off my lunch tomorrow.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm very upset about that.
Why did he do that?
That's a very good question,
Evan. Is he angry with the guy you sit next to and he took it out on you?
I don't think so.
All right.
I hope not.
You never know.
But I did get an email this morning. I'm very sorry, Craig. The commissioner has to postpone again.
Oh, you didn't even get a message from him? You got a message from his people?
I got it from his assistant.
I would be deeply offended.
I should be offended, right?
He didn't take time out of his day to cancel on you. He had a minion cancel on you?
Yeah, what's up with that?
Wow.
Well, wow. I mean, she's very good assistant, though.
It's not a knock on her. It's a knock on Rob. This is why Rob Manfred cannot win Pulse of the People.
He should have canceled me personally.
Yes.
Hey, Craig, something came up.
Put it this way. Yeah. You can't argue with this logic. Last year, Jerry Recco won Pulse of the People.
Yes, and he's going to be there as well.
Would he ever cancel on someone by using an underling? No.
Well, he doesn't have any underlings.
Exactly. Pulse of the People. Craig Carton, you've won the Pulse of the People 6 times.
That's correct.
Have you ever canceled on someone using an underling?
I don't have underlings.
Never.
No.
Mike Francesa, former Pulse of the People award winner. He's never done that.
Yes, he has.
No,
for sure. He also apparently pulled the trifecta for the ages off, according to Phil Mushnick. You know, Mike's now a gambling Mushnick is still
obsessed with Mike Francesa.
Well, I guess Mike does like a picks podcast or something.
He does a podcast.
But he gives picks.
Well,
so
yeah,
Phil is still listening to Mike. It's a picks
it's
podcast.
It's a podcast, and it's on a network created by a sports gambling site. So they do.
Yeah, but he does gives picks.
Yeah.
So there have been 3 golf majors this year. The Masters, the U.S. Open, and whatever the other one is. PGA or something? What is it? Anybody know?
Masters, U.S. Open, and they haven't gotten
no,
it to you.
No, I've given those two already.
You asked the question.
I asked the third.
They haven't had a third.
There's been three. There's been three. In any event, Mike picked a winner of all three. right?
Mm-hmm.
All three of them missed the cut.
Not really.
Let alone coming in second place.
I'm so fascinated by the fact that Phil Mushnick loves Francesa.
So then Mike responded to the Sunday column.
Oh, did he? What did he say?
He goes, and I'm paraphrasing here. You know, the guy's obsessed with me. Did he check to see how much money my horses have won?
Well, that's a weird response.
That's such a Mike response, too. Because Mike is not responding to the accusation.
Right, right.
That your three golf picks didn't even make the cut.
You know how you respond to that?
So instead of acknowledging that, he goes, but my horses made a lot of money.
Like, the first part of his response, I think, is great. He's obsessed with me. Totally fine and accurate, right?
I think so.
And then you respond with, you win some, you lose some.
Right?
You're a total jerk.
Total jerk. Total jerk. So then someone responds to Mike, and they go, Mike, it's great to talk about the purses that your various horses have won, but it does cost money to raise those horses and to train them, right?
Right.
So where are you net, net, net?
No answer. Yeah, well, I don't think he's unlocked that feature of Twitter on how to respond with people. So in fairness, I don't know if he ever saw that message.
I can tell you very few people make money in the horse racing industry. Very few. It's very hard to make money.
Mm.
It's a very expensive sport. It's a bougie sport. It's very expensive. But I just thought it was funny that Mushnick still has a Jones for him.
He is a fraud and a complete liar.
Yeah, well, I can't say that because apparently those are your picks. And it's one thing to pick a guy to win a tournament and the guy just doesn't win the tournament.
Right.
The point Mushnick made was that Mike is colossally bad at predictions because his guys didn't even make the cut.
Mm.
Right? That's pretty tough to do. I could blindly throw a dart against the wall and have a guy make the cut.
Do you think Phil downloads the podcast and, like, takes notes while listening?
No. He got it from Funhouse.
So he didn't even do it himself?
No, he's got Funhouse
on
the payroll.
You got to listen to Mike yourself.
I would say so, too.
Maybe Mike got some things right. Got to be fair. Got to give him credit for the things he got right. No?
So are you aware of this Jesse Winker story?
Yes.
All right. So Jesse Winker plays baseball.
Met fans hate Jesse Winker.
Why?
Because a couple years ago, he had a game-winning home run off Edwin Diaz, and he made a diving catch, but he also, like, waves to the fans a lot.
Oh, I like that. My kind of guy.
Real obnoxious guy. And then this past year, and Big Mac was with me, he noticed this. Jesse Winker came back as a Mariner and, again, was mocking Met fans.
Yeah.
But every time they gave a Rangers update, was dancing to the Rangers goal music. So we assume Jesse Winker is some kind of New York Ranger fan.
All right.
But Met fans are very familiar with him because of the back and forth he's had over the last couple of years.
So Jesse Winker, there was like a bench clearing brawl in a game this weekend. All right?
Yeah, it was
and
crazy.
There's a woman who's a big fan of Jesse Winker's and wanted Jesse to know that she supports him and thought what he did in that game, giving the opposing team the bird, the fans the bird, and fighting into protecting himself after being hit by a pitch was great, okay?
Right.
So she decides to order him a pizza and sends the pizza via Grubhub to the stadium. Now, they were the visitors in this particular stadium, okay? Then she goes on social media and she starts, was it Twitter? She starts tweeting the updates from Grubhub. Your order is being prepared. Your order is being picked up. So-and-so is delivering your order. And basically keeps the public aware of the pizza order, okay? Somehow, some way, she ordered a pizza to the visiting clubhouse at the stadium. The pizza got there.
That's incredible.
Okay? Not only did it get there, it got to Jesse Winker. He gets receipt of the pizza. So he DMs the woman, got the pizza, delicious. The guy that dropped it off, the delivery guy, unbeknownst to him, he's being tracked by, in theory, thousands of people who want to know, is the pizza going to get to Jesse Winker, okay? Excuse me. They give out the driver's Venmo account so that he can be properly compensated for the successful delivery. Hundreds of people start tipping the guy. And the guy basically goes on Twitter and goes, it's the greatest day of my life.
I'm sure.
I made more money today than I've made in the last 5 years.
How much in tips do you think he walked away with?
I didn't see the final number.
I know that about 400 different people tipped him, but if you figure each person's giving
$5? It's a couple thousand
That's
bucks.
A couple of grand right
now. Yeah. But just to get the pizza to the guy is awesome.
No, that's incredible. Right? I mean, it gives you thought that now you can deliver food to somebody in a visiting locker room anytime you want.
Which I think we should do.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah, there'll be circumstances.
There's going to be a day when we need to send a pizza to somebody.
Yeah.
I don't know who the hell it is.
Thursday when the Yankees are in Houston, you may want to motivate Aaron Judge and send them some Chinese food before the game.
I do you one better.
Who's that?
We're going to be at the Met game Wednesday.
Yeah.
Let's do it while we're at the game.
To like Pete Alonso?
Yeah. Let's send Pete Alonso a pizza.
Every Met who hits a home run gets pizza sent to them by you and I. That seems fair.
Well, do we want to do that?
Yeah. You hit a home run on Wednesday, Craig and I send you pizza.
If you hit a home run on Wednesday, we will Grubhub you a pizza.
Damn right.
I think we could do that.
Now, there's a couple of rules. If they're down 7-0, we're not giving you pizza for a meaningless home run.
So we're not doing the Stanton home run.
It's got to be it's got to be a close game home run.
Yeah.
And then I'll send some pizza. Well, hell not. I'll be so excited.
Okay. Done.
Did you watch that brawl, by the way?
Did I watch the brawl? I did. I watched the whole thing.
Did you watch the Noah Syndergaard part?
I did.
Because
Noah Syndergaard cared how he looked.
Noah Syndergaard is altering his hair in the midst of this fight.
Well, there's a good reason for that, though.
Why? Because it was flying all over the place.
No, here's why. I know a lot of people think that's a pure vanity play.
What was it?
Like, you're not in the game, you're not involved, you're not going to swing on anyone.
Why is he checking his
hair? Why are you doing your hair?
Yeah, what's the reason?
Because, God forbid, the fight escalated, where now you're in it, right? And in theory, at any instant, a guy takes a swing.
Oh, no doubt. Especially someone that doesn't like Noah Syndergaard.
And this particular fight, I will say, there were punches thrown.
No doubt.
A legitimate fight, right?
Sunflower seeds thrown. It was crazy.
The whole thing, right?
Yeah.
If you've got that Noah Syndergaard hair, that's a detriment to a fight.
Oh, come on. That is so lame.
You're saying
Noah Syndergaard was getting prepared
to fight. You got to tie
it up in a man bun. Then do it as everyone's leaving the dugout. He's in the midst of the fight. Like, he's close to the action.
Yeah.
And he's like, let me check out my beautiful blonde hair.
I think that's what he was doing, Evan.
Stop it.
I think he was tying it up.
No, he wasn't.
Evan, if you got in a West Side Story brawl and you have long flowing hair
I get that part.
Someone's going to grab it.
Right, so you're not doing
Haven't you seen New Jersey Mall fights?
I have.
It's the same fight.
Noah Syndergaard had time as Jesse Winker is talking and barking to know, hey, let me get prepared for the brawl. He's in the middle of it. He's like, let me check my hair.
He should have put a hat on.
It was a vanity play.
I know a lot of people thought that.
Because it was true.
I thought he was scared of having that hair pulled.
Oh, come on.
I would have pulled it.
He's a fake tough guy. That's what we learned about Noah Syndergaard. And I loved
That's true.
I loved the 60 feet, 6 inches comment to Mike Moustakas. I loved it. During the World Series, it was great.
Right.
But here's what we learned, ladies and gentlemen. He don't want to fight.
Yeah, but
he's too busy to make sure his locks look good.
Here's what he should have did. All right? Here's what he should have did. It's very simple. And in this certain neighborhoods, the women listening will know exactly what I'm talking about. The first thing he should have did is greased it up. That's the first thing. You grease.
At what point?
As soon as you think I may get involved, you got to grease the hair.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Then you tie it in a man bun.
I thought he always has the man bun on, too, when he's not pissed.
I guess. I don't know. But you got a man bun,
dude,
and you got to go grease.
You can grease it up. You can make whatever excuse you want for him. It was a bad look.
I want to be clear. I'm not excusing what he did.
You just did.
He lost all man credibility.
Wait, that's not what you were just saying.
But if you're going to get in a West Side Story brawl, meaning punches come from all directions.
Right.
Grease?
Yeah.
Man bun.
And by the way, Yankee fans, Phil Nevin.
I might even put a do-rag on.
You could have.
Just to protect the hair.
Phil Nevin's the manager of the Angels, and he did something yesterday that, while Mariner fans are disgusted
by it,
he was
lost. And by the way, he's a tough guy.
Well, here's what he
did. I wouldn't fight Phil Nevin.
He used an opener yesterday. Andrew Wance. Pitches a clean first inning.
Yeah.
He comes out for the second inning just to drill Jesse Winker. Like,
gotta respect
Phil
that.
Nevin knew exactly what he was doing.
That's right.
And sometimes through the course of this year, while the Mets have been drilled over and over again, there's a part of you that kind of wants that to happen with us.
Of course.
But Phil Nevin went out there and said, all right, drill Jesse Winker. And that's another thing as a Met fan I love.
Well,
who doesn't want to see Jesse Winker get drilled?
It also makes you think that for the last couple years, while Phil Nevin was a part of the Aaron Boone coaching staff, that Phil Nevin's voice in the dugout was, drill the guy. And it was Aaron Boone who said, we're not doing that.
Yeah, Aaron Boone's a lover, not a fighter.
I think I agree 100%. Even though we talked about savages in the box and all that crap.
That was different.
It's very clear. Phil Nevin would have voted for hitting maybe even Donaldson last year. But it was Aaron Boone who said, we're not going to do
everything that. Everything about that fight was awesome. Rossiel Iglesias, I think is who it was, takes the sunflower
seed. The whole box.
Jesse Winker's giving the middle finger to Angel fans.
Yeah, and he got a pizza for it.
And he gets a pizza.
Yeah. All right, so is there a cap on how many pizzas you're willing to buy? And should I text Alonzo?
Are you not buying with me? Have you just abandoned this and now it's become me?
No, we're together.
You just said, I'm willing to buy. I thought we were buying
pizza. We can't both order from the same account.
Nah, but
so we'll just use yours.
We can split it.
Yeah, I'll split the cost.
So, like, for example, I'll give you an example.
Good.
I order a pie for Eduardo Escobar because, miraculously, it's a home run, miraculously. You will then go into your wallet. You're a cash guy. You've always told me that. You will take half of the amount and you'll hand me the cash. That's how you do a split. That's how you do 50-50.
And then I'll give you guys updates because I'll continue to get text messages on my phone because Evan refuses to have his own Grubhub account.
That's right. Big Mac will then get the text messages.
And I'll alert you to the idea of when that pizza will get there.
Exactly.
So that's interesting to me that we can send a pizza to the home clubhouse at Citi Field and you'll get the update and you'll make Evan aware of it.
Yes.
I had four burgers sent here where I work to my attention at my location, and the guy that was supposed to receive them told you and told Evan, but didn't tell me. So it's easier, you're saying, to get a Grubhub order to Citi Field during a Met game than to a place of business.
I would just make sure, I hope you're stretching that far with your left arm because your right arm has a torn rotator cuff.
So excuse me?
Try not stretching so far with that right arm.
What
to
does
try
that
and
mean?
Come up with
What's
this.
The stretch? He's right.
What, he That's went to the stretch? Well, of course it's a stretch.
He's got to send
I get
pizza.
It from his account.
He's got to send a pizza to an active ball player on the Mets.
Yes.
No problem.
Are you
He's
sure?
Get updates.
We haven't even known yet.
I'm getting a burger to celebrate an anniversary.
We got
and
updates.
I get nothing.
We got updates.
I get nothing. That's right. So that's shocking to me. But okay.
That's a stretch.
I think it's great that Eduardo Escobar is going to get a pepperoni pizza easier than I get a freaking burger. Great. Good. Update Evan.
It's really not a stretch. I think that was spot on analysis.
Stretch.
You're right.
Thank you, Evan.
It's a major stretch.
Andy's in Holbrook. Andy, how are you?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Cookie?
Hey, so I just wanted to go back to when you were talking about Francesa's golf picks.
Yeah, they're terrible.
So, yes, they are. And so I listened to Francesa for years. The guy has a lot of knowledge on different sports.
Listen, let me just help you through this because you're breaking up a little bit. His picks suck. They've always sucked. The fact that people might pay money to get his picks is very objectionable. I don't know why he's doing it. He doesn't need the money, I assume. And it's obnoxious. And that's it. What am I going to tell you?
You know, last
and
night.
I do you one better. He's not the only one that sucks. Everybody on the radio that picks games, they suck at it too.
Yeah, because if we were such experts, we'd be rich. We wouldn't be picking it on the radio.
And you wouldn't be selling your pick.
I don't know why I did this, but I went down a rabbit hole last night.
Yeah.
And I listened to Mike and Chris's interview of Corey Lytle the day before he died in a plane crash.
Why, you sick F?
Because I don't know. That's a great. Why?
Yeah.
I don't know. Because it just showed up on YouTube, and I was like, man.
It didn't just show up on YouTube.
It did?
No, it didn't.
Correct.
You got to be talking out loud about Mike or Corey Lytle.
No. YouTube gives you suggestions. So maybe my time of watching old FAN clips or sports stuff or whatever gave me the suggestion of Mike and the Mad Dog interview Corey Lytle the day before he passed away.
Why'd they do that?
Great question. Because the Yankees had just lost to the Tigers in 06, and they were blasting Corey Lytle, rightfully so, for some of the comments he made.
Okay.
Corey Lytle had guts, unlike Joseph Tsai, who will not come on our show, to talk about how he's ruining the Brooklyn Nets.
Well,
and that's fine.
Our producer has to call the Nets and make that request.
Yeah, make that request. We'll see when that happens.
He has to be an official request before we say he's scared.
Yes. Well, I think he is.
I don't
think he'll
I don't
ever
think
come
coming on.
On
either, but
I don't
until
think,
we ask.
Listen, I'm all for apologizing. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. So Corey Lytle called up to defend himself about the comments they were ripping him
for. I appreciate
that. And I happen to disagree with Corey Lytle. I thought Mike and Chris were right. What happened, and it was unrelated, is the next day Corey Lytle died in a plane crash.
Did they feel bad, you think?
They did feel... No, they said it on the air, and I remember thinking...
How bad did they feel?
Of course you feel bad that Corey died.
Yeah.
But the discussion from a day earlier was a valid discussion.
Okay.
Like, I'd feel bad if... So, no one wanted him to die.
Right.
I don't think they were thinking that.
He died, for those of you that don't know the story, and, he was in a plane and couldn't figure out, as the story goes, how to navigate the Manhattan landscape.
Right. It was tragic.
And unfortunately paid the ultimate price.
It was awful. Right. But the interview itself, I thought, was actually a
Is
really
it cringy
good...
to listen to it? Knowing that he died the next day?
That's up to you. Obviously, it was sad to listen to because I knew the future.
Because the dead man's talking.
Right. So right. I started thinking, well, in the moment, on the merits of what they're talking about, I thought it was fair game.
Yeah.
They were.
You're a strange person.
Why am I a strange person?
Well, first off, you go to enough baseball games a year for a lifetime.
Okay.
Then on your first official four-day holiday of the year, I think it is at least.
Mm-hmm.
Although you have taken some other days off.
I went to Mets opening day once. You took two separate half days off.
You took your family
mm-hmm.
to Cooperstown.
That's correct.
More baseball.
Well, it wasn't all baseball, Craig.
More
There's
baseball.
There's a beautiful lake called Lake Oswego, I think it's called.
Oswego.
No.
No?
I think you should look that up.
All right.
Beautiful lake.
There is a Lake Oswego, but that's in Oswego.
Rented a boat.
Rented a boat.
A fishing boat.
Did you fish?
I drove the boat.
Of course you did.
And it was great.
Control freak.
You're damn right.
Did anybody fish?
Yes. My oldest son and my father-in-law
fished
together.
Did they catch anything?
They did not.
They did not. That sucks.
They tried. They tried.
We should have gone to the supermarket and brought a frozen fish.
We could have done that.
Also, you know why, right?
Why?
Because then when they're not looking, your son's not looking. Yo, Louis Tiant did that to me once.
Louis Tiant?
Yeah. Yeah. You hooked the frozen fish. And then you act like you have a big fight and you bring it in.
See, what I would have done then when you first brought the ideas up, have my father-in-law and son fish.
Yeah.
I scoop into the water. Like, hey, I'm going to go look. I'm going to see if I can fish. I scoop into the water and I just pick it up and be like, look what I
got. Yeah, same concept. Yeah. Louis Tiant did that to me.
That's so funny that it was Louis Tiant.
We were teaching baseball at a camp in Naples, Maine.
Right.
All right. And he was there for 1 week. I guess they paid him to do, you know, like specialty instruction, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he made me get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, 3 or 4 days in a row, to go fishing on this huge lake. I think it's called Long Lake. You can look it up.
Okay.
In Naples, Maine, okay? And, Evan, we're sitting there for hours. Nothing. No, and I like to fish, but nothing. And Louis Tiant's one of those guys, he may have died, so if he did, rest in peace, where you're not allowed to talk when you're fishing.
Yeah.
Dead silence because, you know, you scare the fish away, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I go out one day, and I'm like, if we don't catch a fish today, I'm done with it.
Louis Tiant's still alive, by the way.
Is he alive? Yeah. Well, he better look out.
81 years old.
He's 81?
Yeah.
Well, you know, that goes. So one day.
You're the worst.
What? You know that goes.
What does that mean?
I'm like, Louis, if we don't catch a fish today, I'm out of here.
Right.
So he must have gone to the mess hall and gotten the chef to give him a whole fish.
That's
dead
funny.
And frozen.
That's funny.
So we're back to back fishing. La la la. And we're not talking. All of a sudden, in Spanish, he says, I got one. And he's fighting it. Ram, he's reeling it back and forth.
And it's a frozen fish.
Dude, you would have thought he had a shark on that thing, right? And he's fighting it. And I'm holding on to him. You're going to get it, Louis. You're going to get it. And he reels it in. Just beautiful, like, snapper or something that doesn't live in those waters, okay? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, let me see the fish. I'll unhook it. He goes, no, no, no. So he catches the fish. He puts it in the bucket, but the fish isn't, you know.
Like, it's not flopping.
He's not flopping.
It's just sitting there.
But I'm not, I have no idea. I just think we finally caught a fish. We can stop fishing for the day. We go back about our day. The chef or the cook at this camp goes, by the way, did Louis enjoy the fish I gave him? And I go, excuse me? He goes, yeah, last night he came for a frozen fish.
I got to try that the next time I go fishing now.
He got me legitimately hook, line, and sinker. Yeah, it was awesome. By the way, Darren Revelle has sent me a note. And I have a decision now to make, Evan. And maybe you can help me make this decision since you like to spend my money. All right?
Do I?
Yes. Darren Revelle has purchased, I believe, or it's available for purchase, a ticket stub from 1983. The last Maryland home game that Boomer Esiason quarterbacked.
Why?
I have no idea. For me to bust his balls, I guess.
I think that's an attention move.
It was a $7 ticket. Yeah. October 29th, 1983, Maryland versus North Carolina. How much would you pay for that?
$5? $4?
$2.75.
$2.75? Yeah, that makes sense.
No, no. $275.
Come on.
I don't think it's worth it.
No, I think that's
I don't
clearly,
think I'd buy that.
That's a move, and it's working because we're talking about it.
And
that's
been,
a move
it's been
to
rated.
Be,
it's a legitimate ticket.
That's a move to be talked about by Boomer, by Gio, by you, by myself.
Yeah.
You're not. No offense to Boomer. Boomer had a great NFL career.
Yeah.
But come on.
The heck with Boomer.
That's a PR move.
I'm just asking a question.
Okay, I'm asking a question. Am I wrong?
I would not buy it for $2.75.
But that's not my question. My question
what's
is
the question?
What I just said.
What'd you say?
Oh, my goodness. Sonny, did you hear my question?
What'd you say?
No, you're like your father. He didn't hear it either. Is that that's a PR move. You make that move to try to get
but
attention.
But Boomer doesn't want the ticket.
I'm saying be talked about by whether it's the morning show or us. You're not collecting that ticket.
Somebody is.
And I think Boomer would agree. Like, is that a knock on him?
If Boomer didn't want that jersey, what do you think he's going to do with a ticket that has an expired Roy Rogers free fries?
Rip it up.
Yeah, he
and
would
laugh
want
at you.
Yeah. He's also a 1982 ticket stub, Boomer Esiason versus Todd Blackledge.
Yeah, he's desperate.
Penn State Maryland Classic.
He wants Boomer, Gio, me, or you to talk about it.
Got it. Well, I just did talk about it.
So
I guess I've done what he wanted.
Well, what other reason would you buy that for?
Yeah.
Why else would you buy that?
Maybe there's a big Boomer fan out there. Needs all the Boomer memorabilia.
You could be a Boomer fan, but are you really buying that? And is Darren Rovell a big Boomer fan?
I don't think so.
No.
I mean, is anybody?
I mean, I give him credit. It worked. Yeah. I don't know if it's going to work on the morning show, but it certainly worked on
How about the fact that in 1983, a ticket was $7? $7.
Yeah.
Must be a student ticket, but still. $7.
Yeah. Well, you would remember that. Weren't you 30 at that point?
You see? First day back. Already with the shots.
Old jokes.
Coming up after the break, we have the official word. The Pulse of the People Committee has eliminated another candidate, meaning there's only four left. This is not going to be a popular decision.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Carton and Roberts on the Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
New York sports fans have gotten a really bad rap over the last year or so. You know, the spitting incident with Trae Young, the nonsense at Barclays, the nonsense back at the Garden, the, was it the Tampa fan who got knocked out by the Ranger fan at the Garden last week and a half ago?
Lightning fan, yeah.
But then there's what happened at Yankee Stadium. And if you were there to witness this in person, I'd love to hear from you. Boring baseball. Yankees get no hit on Saturday. They have no hits through six innings on Sunday. Beautiful day outside. Boring. So there's a little girl in the outfield, Evan. She's maybe, I don't know, 7, 8, 9 years old. And she's bored to tears. And you can't blame her. So, to keep herself busy, she's got a bottle of water, and she's trying to do the old thing that kids do these days, and that's throw the bottle up, flip it, and hope that the bottle lands upright. Got it?
I have a bottle of water in my hands, yes.
So all of a sudden, the bleacher creatures are watching her do this, and they're into it. I'm not sure if you guys can bring the audio up. Please do if you can find it. So, Evan, she misses the first throw, and you hear groans.
Yeah, it's very difficult.
You hear it's not that hard, right now. Actually. Well, it's harder with an empty bottle.
Oh, so I'm doing it in a trickier way then.
I wouldn't say a trickier way, just a more difficult
it's
way.
It's impossible without liquid.
All right, you need a little weight in it, okay?
Damn it.
All right. So she misses on the first one. Oh! She misses the second one. Oh! She lands the third one, and you would have thought Aaron Judge hit a walk-off home run. Listen. Great moments in Yankee Stadium
Much
history.
Better than the wave. This should become the new tradition when there are pitching changes going on or in between innings.
I don't know about that.
Why?
But it was awesome.
Should be.
And the girl raised both her hands, and then I think she poured the drink over her head.
it was
90 degrees outside, but I think it was great. And for me, you know, New York fans have gotten such a bad rap for good reason at times that when you see bleacher creatures rooting on a little girl, what's better than that?
Oh, it's beautiful.
What's wrong with you?
Nothing. I just said it's beautiful.
You don't get that at Citi Field.
Now you're going to make this about Citi Field?
You don't get that at Citi Field.
Yeah, because we're into the game.
You
we're watching
it. Yankee Stadium.
We're not so bored by our lack of offense that we need to create a game to watch.
You get that at Yankee Stadium.
Again, because
that's
where
you get it.
Because you were no hit for 16 straight innings. You got to create games
to
entertain you.
It was boring.
I haven't had that issue at Citi Field, so that game doesn't need to be created.
Now, if you are a diehard Yankee fan, I want you to come clean. And I'll start with you, Big Mac. You're worried to death about the Houston Astros. And this weekend, unfortunately, reaffirmed that concern. A, true. B, false. Go.
I'm concerned with the Houston Astros because
yes.
they're very, very good. Always have been the last handful of years. But this weekend did not reaffirm anything.
I didn't look at this weekend
and go, wow, the Astros really do have our number. I thought the Yankees won two games.
The Yankees won two games on flukes.
They're not flukes.
It's a fluke.
It's not a fluke.
They got outplayed.
They didn't get outplayed.
They got a lucky game. They got outplayed.
They got outpitched in the one game and embarrassing outplayed in that one game. That's it.
Well, that's the Verlander game.
The other game, they hit a couple three-run home runs. The Yankees hit a couple three-run home runs. We're gonna quibble about what innings they got. They got
out starting pitchered. In this series. If that's your point, the starting
the Astros
pitching
are
for
a
Houston.
Problem for the Yanks. It's the one team you don't want to deal with.
But you know what, Craig? Like, you're saying this as if you discovered something. This has been the case for years.
Yeah, but I want to win
Nothing.
A World Series, Evan.
No, I agree with you. I'm not disagreeing
and
with
maybe,
what you're saying.
I don't want to use the term scared. I'm not scared of the Astros. But let me put it to you this way. Because
right.
I'm not one of these guys that says, I want to play the best team in every round. I want to earn the World Series. F that. I want the easiest road possible.
No, I get that.
The Astros don't represent that.
I totally get that, but you're acting as if something happened this weekend that's changed the last 5 years. Jose Altuve owns
you. I'll tell you what happened.
Check. Yep. Justin Verlander owns you.
Yeah.
Check.
Yeah.
I think that bothered me more than anything else.
It's the same old, and that's why Boone's right. Nothing that was going to happen this weekend was going to change anything. You've got to get through the Houston Astros to win the American League pennant, in all likelihood. Now, you're right.
I hated this weekend. I hated it with a passion,
That's
Evan.
Fine, but I'm reminding you that this is the same
but
story
Evan,
it's been
this Yankee
for
team,
5 years.
This Yankee team, we thought was different. Winning with pitching over hitting a lot of days. Best record in baseball. Resilient bunch.
Right.
They fight this scrappy.
They didn't show you resilience?
It was such a fluke. It's,
oh
it's obnoxious. I wish they lost the two games.
No, that's a stupid comment.
Because you're not seeing it the right way, and that scares me.
No, I'm seeing it the right way. You're not seeing it
the right
way.
That scares me.
I agree
I'm
with everything
scared.
Evan said. There's a problem. They are a legitimately good team.
Yeah.
And I would be fearful heading into a series with them that they could absolutely lose
you
that
should
series.
Be.
Of course,
like that.
But this weekend,
don't be scared. I'll get your dog.
Listen, I'm one of. I don't want necessarily the hardest I'm not looking for, oh, you got to beat
the
best.
You want the easiest road possible.
I kind of do, but at the same time, I want revenge.
If it goes to the World Series,
I'm not rooting for the Dodgers because I want the best.
No,
if they slip up, great.
Big Mac.
But I want revenge on the Astros.
Okay. The Yankees have advanced to the ALCS.
Yes.
The Astros are playing a winner-take-all game five against the Minnesota Twins.
I want the Twins to win that game 30-0.
You're facing the winner in the ALCS.
Yeah.
This is the easiest slam dunk question one could ask. Sitting there. We watch the game together.
Oh, yeah, we're together.
I'm scoring.
That means I'm probably buying, but go ahead.
Never. I always buy.
Go ahead.
I'm scoring the game. Craig's not paying attention. Big Mac's nervous.
Yeah.
We're all sitting there. Lukey's not there for some reason. I don't know why this vision doesn't include
him. That's the way I like it.
Who are you rooting for that night, Big Mac?
Oh, the pizza wasn't enough. I'll get a chicken parm sandwich also. Greedy bastard. Yeah. Oh, the muscles weren't enough. The wings weren't enough. The pizza wasn't enough. The skirt steak wasn't enough. The two pasta dishes weren't enough. Let me get a chicken parm sandwich that I don't finish and take home for dinner because it was my job to buy him dinner. Sorry, go ahead.
I don't think there was a skirt steak for the table, but
you got skirt steak?
I ordered it myself, yeah.
Oh.
So the same thing.
See, I ordered stuff for the table.
Right.
Oh, you guys get stuff for yourself.
He ordered pasta for himself.
Yeah, he offered me some.
Damn right I did.
So?
Yeah.
All right.
I don't remember being offered.
I'd root for the Minnesota.
Unfinished chicken parm sandwich.
You'd root for the Minnesota Twins.
Of course I would. But that doesn't mean part of me doesn't want the Astros.
What part of you? You're rooting for the Astros.
That's a good question.
Well, you're talking about the obvious scenario, the team we never lose to, as opposed to the team that's knocked us out three times in a row. I want to win the World Series. I'm not an idiot.
You want the easiest road possible.
I do like the idea of revenge.
Listen. I'm king of revenge.
Well, I want it.
I love revenge. But it's not one of these situations where I'm saying to you, which an obvious answer would be, if I asked you the obvious question, all right, I'm guaranteeing you a W.
Correct.
Who would you like to play?
Then I want the Astros.
Obviously.
Look, in 1999, the Mets lost to the Braves in the NLCS. The following year, the Mets won their divisional series, and the Braves were in a series with the Cardinals. Every single person at Shea Stadium did the tomahawk chop when the Cardinals eliminated the Braves.
Right.
Revenge would have been nice,
but of course
we were rooting for the Cardinals.
Logically,
we were at the time, apparently. Logically, you're going to have to go through the Houston Astros, and you're going to play a makeup game against them on Thursday. You're going to Houston for one day, then there's a bunch of makeup games, I think, right around the All-Star
break. After the Mets series, Houston goes home for one against the Yanks.
Yes. Now, we may make a big deal about those games. Or at least you would, and Big Mac would. And I get being excited about the games. The games are exciting as a fan. But I'm going to give you a fact. It doesn't matter. None of this matters.
It matters emotionally to Yankee fans.
All right, you're right, in the moment.
Yeah.
In 2015, the New York Mets played the Chicago Cubs 7 times in the regular season. You know what their record was against them?
Go.
They were 0-7.
Okay.
They played them in the NLCS, and they swept them.
Right.
Like, we care about these regular season games emotionally, of course, but it doesn't mean nothing that happened this weekend and nothing that happens on Thursday, good or bad, Craig, Big Mac,
I disagree.
Will impact what happens in October.
I disagree. You mentioned, because you want to bring up the Mets and Cubs who had, you know, going back to 69 have history, but those two teams had no history. This is a group now, Yankees and Astros, who've played 3 times in the postseason.
But how does that impact October?
What? Because trends matter. I think it does matter that yet again Verlander shuts them down emotionally.
It does not matter. There's two different issues.
You just said it's going
to.
Then why give me all the numbers Altuve had? How many numbers did you give me about Altuve?
What walk off home runs last year and what Evan is saying happens to be right.
Thank you.
But there's a dichotomy between the players and how they respond or how they view a series, a postseason series, and how you and I fans view it, and they are diametrically opposed. We see what happened this weekend as a reminder that that team has our number.
Well, and also,
even
Craig,
with the split.
Why would that remind you of anything if they don't matter?
You're not listening. It matters to us.
Yeah.
What Evan is saying, what Aaron Boone said after the game is, it doesn't matter to the starting center field.
It doesn't. And you got a lot
of guys. Those are two different things.
And also, guys, you have a lot of guys on the Yankees and the Astros who weren't around for 2017.
Correct.
Or 2019.
So the trend is stupid. That's why trend handicapping ultimately is stupid. Sorry.
I'm not telling you real quick that you shouldn't be emotional about a win or a loss.
No,
you should. You're a fan. But I'm reminding you, none of this matters in October. When we get there, I'm going to ask you a trivia question, and Craig won't get it. I'll say, what happened on Sunday, June 26th?
Oh, I know.
And he won't know.
I know.
No, he won't.
Aaron Judge, walk off. Now, am I being handed an envelope, or are we have we gotten lazy? We're not doing that anymore. I'm just announcing the Pulse of the People thing. No one's presenting me with a manila envelope where I take the piece of paper out of the envelope and read it. We're not doing that.
No.
Lazy.
Unbelievable.
See what's happened?
Yeah.
You would think after last Wednesday, we'd be on our game as a producing duo. But laziness is setting in. It's summertime. I'm sorry. It's the way it is, okay?
Woo!
Sorry, Rick. Here's the announcement.
Go ahead.
The Pulse of the People Award Committee has put the following out. This nominee has a bright future in the eyes of the committee.
Okay.
Although he has given us great hope, until the Mets win something, hope isn't enough to take home the ultimate prize.
Are you serious?
Steve Cohen has been eliminated from the Pulse of the People.
What?
Out.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it's official. He's out.
So let me get this straight. Yeah. Rob Manfred is still in?
Yes, that's
right. Kyrie Irving, who's about to join the L.A. Lakers, is in?
Yes, that's correct.
But the Steve second Cohen, half, that's correct, yeah. Who's orchestrated what? The New York Mets going from a joke of a franchise to a big market behemoth,
yeah,
as a shadow that lurks over Aaron Judge and Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah.
That guy's out, but Manfred and Kyrie is still in?
I mean, only for now.
What are we doing?
There's four of us left. Me? Thank you. Horns or something. Me?
Yeah.
No horn. I don't get horns.
You get the Pulse of the People special announcement gets horns. Over the list of people still available. No.
I got horns.
No.
I'll give you a fake horn.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm still in it. Stu Feiner, still in it.
Yeah.
Kyrie Irving, still in it. Rob Manfred.
You know what's amazing?
Those are your four finalists.
Craig, I got to be honest with
you.
Of the four finalists, it's a no-brainer. I can't believe I'm saying this. The Pulse of the People amongst the four that remain, in my humble opinion,
is
clearly Craig Carton.
I don't know about that.
I mean, it is.
I'm not sure about that.
No offense to Stu. Plenty of offense to Rob Manfred. Some offense to Kai. You're the clear winner. Like, I got to endorse you. I am officially endorsing my partner, Craig Carton, as Pulse of the People.
I got to be honest.
I hate to do this.
While I have had a great year, Stu Feiner's had a really good year. Kyrie's the voice of the voiceless.
I don't get that.
That's a tough one to beat. And Rob Manfred saved baseball. Think of it this way. If Rob Manfred didn't save baseball, you're not witnessing Aaron Judge's amazing year.
You are something else.
Can I
remind you that Rob Manfred, not on his own, but with someone underneath him, canceled on Lunch with You?
Twice. Well, the first time was acceptable. Yeah, I told you all fair.
Okay.
Yeah.
Second time, unacceptable. First time, okay. Second time, unacceptable. Yeah. With that said, Pulse of the People.
He saved baseball.
He canceled with a six-time Pulse of the People winner.
Yeah, he sure did.
Like, what do we do?
And they canceled yesterday. Today they canceled.
Dude, that's like
day before.
That's a president-elect canceling Lunch with the sitting president about 5 minutes ahead of time.
Listen, I'm upset about it.
Can you imagine if Reagan had that happen to him by George H.W. Bush? He would have been pissed.
I couldn't fathom.
Reagan would have said, you know what? Go F yourself.
Yeah. Huh. Well, that's the way it goes. Maybe if he was willing to come to the event, he would have advanced to the finals. Which means, does Rob Manfred show up?
Ugh.
Does Kyrie Irving show up? I know I'm going to be there. And I know Stu Feiner is going to be there. He bought 10 tickets to the event.
You know what this committee has done? This committee somehow, some way, has made you, Craig Carton, the fan favorite.
That's what happens.
Like, if I put a poll out there now.
Don't act like that's such a stretch.
Craig.
I'm beloved by the people.
Craig, if I put a poll out there right now, and I may. Hey, in your opinion, who should be Pulse of the People? Craig Carton, Stu Feiner, Rob Manfred, Kyrie Irving. Who do you think would win?
I think Stu Feiner might win that.
I think you would win.
I think Kyrie Irving could win that.
I'm putting it out there.
All right, that's fine. Put it up there.
You know,
what?
There's the minor thing of, beating guys when they're down and the low-hanging fruit of you bullying Tommy all day. I mean, that could affect
somehow people. I don't bully Tommy at all.
Okay.
I treat everyone with the same level of respect. It's earned or not.
Okay.
And you get treated accordingly. Like, what happened to the delivery of the manila envelope with the announcement inside of it. It's the little things. And here's what happened.
Well, the committee didn't send it today. No, no. It's not his fault.
When you guys start forgetting about the little things because we're number one and we're successful, you quickly stop doing the show that got you to number one. And that's my fear. Our success has made you two lazy. And I'm worried about it. I'm troubled by it. His attitude has changed dramatically on the air when I allow him to speak. I don't like that. I don't like a lot of what I heard Thursday and Friday. I don't like the attitude.
What did you like from Thursday and Friday?
We'll get into it off the air.
Oh, okay.
I don't like the attitude, and I don't like the fact that you're taking shortcuts, and it all bothers me because laziness is a problem. Laziness.
I see.
Evan, agreed?
No. I set the poll up. I'm so curious. Craig Carton, Rob Manfred, Kyrie Irving, Stu Feiner, who should win the Pulse of the People
I'll do
Award?
Another one.
I think you're going to win going away.
No Wag Wednesday guest last Wednesday.
What were you saying now, by the way?
No Wag Wednesday guest this Wednesday.
Who
no
said Wag that? Wednesday? What was that?
We're not on this Wednesday.
Well.
Yeah, but no Wag Wednesday. It's sponsored starting next week.
Okay.
And we just let Wednesday go last week like it wasn't a big deal. And that means you're letting little things fall through the cracks. And that's where I have to be a
Come
bad
on.
Guy.
Wag Wednesday is not a little thing that fell through the cracks.
Now I'm going to have to go back to being a bad guy. Okay. And I don't like that role.
All right, well, I'm just saying. I hope it doesn't cost you come Thursday. That's all I'm saying.
Thursday?
Yeah.
I'll be there Thursday.
No, I know, but will you be holding anything of significance?
I have no expectation of winning the award ever again. I'm just blessed to be a finalist. Who's winning?
You're in the final four, dude.
I know. I'm happy about that.
I just set it up. I can't wait to read these results, but I am fully expecting. All right, we got our first return.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
150 votes in the first
minute. That's not a lot of votes, but all right, sure.
Early lead, and it's close.
It's not me.
Stu Feiner.
I told you.
Number two by a hair, Craig slightly ahead of Kyrie Irving, and pulling up the rear, he's just embarrassing himself.
Yeah.
Is, of course, the commissioner, Rob Manfred.
Well, that's an easy one. So with this audience, that's easy.
Early going, we got a three-person race.
I like it. Well, listen, I wonder if that plays a role. I wonder if that plays a role. Let's see. How many votes in right now?
It didn't update. I'm still at 150.
You had 150 votes?
I'll let you know. Yeah.
Got it. All right. You keep us updated on that. Sonny, vote for your dad a lot, please.
Already did.
did you really, though?
He wouldn't vote.
He wouldn't vote. No, I think he'd vote for someone else.
Joining us on the hotline right now is one of the final four. Stu Feiner's here. Stu, what's up, buddy?
I think I want to be referred to as odds-on favorite to win the Bulls for the People until the poll says I'm not. I just want to say that. But let me just get this straight now. I'm going to be able to hug it out with Evan, which I don't think I've ever met.
You never met Evan. That's right.
That's right.
Jerry Recco, too.
Jerry, now here's the deal real quick, just so you know. Jerry Recco is last year's champion, and showing the class of a former champion, he has to be on site to present the trophy to this year's winner, and he will.
He's a good guy.
As I will be going forward in perpetuity, just so you know, once I win, too.
Okay. Nice. Okay.
Very good. I feel very positive. I feel very hopeful. I feel very blessed. I've listened to your Saturday show, and I think you've humbled yourself enough to allow me to be the winner, even though you deserve it, which we've spoken on infinitum.
Yes.
I think I'm worthy right now, and I'm willing to, because I do all day is smoke pot, try to pick winners and make money and swim in my pool. I have time to add Pulse of the People responsibilities infinitum forever.
That's
so
good
whatever
to know.
They are, you know what I mean? Have meetings in my backyard, run for Congress, whatever it takes, I'm up for the challenge. I have the time because what else am I going to do? I can't smoke any more pot.
Right. You really have nothing else to do. You're free.
No, I'm free because I can make probably $2 million a year in my underwear due to the fact of what I do for a living and through Barstool Sports and because God loves me.
Well, God loves everybody, right?
Okay. No,
yes, we're all God's children.
Not.
Oh, he does not.
God, I don't go for that.
That's not true. I thought that might be true.
Definitely.
I thought we were all God's children.
I believe. Okay. I don't believe God loves everyone. No.
Okay. Well, here's the deal. 853 votes in. You have 38.5% of the vote. I have 38.1%
of
the vote.
That is tight.
It looks like it's a two-horse race.
Baby.
Wow.
It's never been a bigger point four in your life, Craig. What you're looking at, I can say you could look at my tuchus, but I don't have one for some reason. I have a belly, and I have an upper body, but no.
He's got no ass.
No rump. No.
Got it.
No rump.
Now, are you bringing loved ones, cheering section? What's, I know you bought 10 tickets, which is great, and it all goes to charity, which is very kind of you and generous. Who's coming with you?
My son, Ryan, and I have four boys, 33, 30, 27, 23,
right.
My 27-year-old Ryan. Okay, you met him once, and it's the only time I ever met you, because he was the all Long Island, all Metro player for me from Farmingdale High School.
Right, he played in the Boomer
Esiason. I met you and Boomer quickly, yeah. Just yeah. With my son there.
Yeah.
And he's coming. So then Frank the Tank is coming.
Okay.
And then Daniela from Barstool, she's
okay.
The secretary to the CEO.
Okay.
And Jetski, her boyfriend, who's a rapper at Barstool. And
okay.
Then Mike Grinnelli, who runs the Spit and Chicklets podcast.
Okay.
You know, with all the stars. And
yeah.
His lovely producer, also at Barstool, and girlfriend, probably wife, Alana.
Okay.
And then my buddy, Francis, and his friend.
Got it. Francis the comedian?
No. He's my best friend, Randy's
okay.
Brother.
Got it. Well, I tell you what.
Craig has just taken the lead on our poll.
Yes.
He's taken a slight lead.
Head to head, Biggs. Head to
wow.
head.
Wow, this is insane.
Listen, I can destroy this poll in 5 seconds. I could put 50 million unique followers and probably blow up the platform.
Right.
I won't, though. I won't
do it myself. It's got to be
so
organic.
I'm letting it organically and intrinsically rumble.
And I should say that this is a non-scientific poll. This poll does not dictate the winner. You know that.
Of course. I'm assuming I'm winning. I'm going there thinking I'm winning. I will be. Listen, I'm going to cry either way. It'll be tears of joy or tears of humiliation and embarrassment. I'm going to cry either way.
Will you make a scene if you lose? Like, will you throw stuff, sunflower seeds at the stage,
listen,
anything like that?
Listen, because I'm such a, you know, over-the-top winner, I am the most gracious loser. Because obviously, because I try to win everything, and I
sure.
can't win everything, obviously, I lose a lot. So I have been, for 40 years, you know, perfecting how to lose. Because that's the norm. So just like Rafa Nadal, he's the greatest living athlete ever. Very close to Tom Brady, because he's gracious. He is just class. When he talks, it's like listening to, like, you know, Winston Churchill talk. And that's how I
except
am.
With a much different accent.
Correct.
Yeah. I will listen. Thursday night, doors open at 7 o'clock. Show starts at 8 o'clock. I look forward to seeing you and your family there and your kids and your Barstool buddies as well. And all I can say to you at this point is good luck. It's coming down to me, you, Kyrie, and Rob Manfred.
I think what should happen, really, because, you know, for the pomp and circumstance and just for the heightened excitement, why don't we ask Kyrie and Manfred on this phone call? Why don't you make a call to the Pulse of the People and let's you and me. No, but listen, we are the people. We are taking over the world, you and me. But right now, it's like when Batman fought Superman. It happens.
It does happen.
With three Spider-Mans.
Well, I'll tell you this. If you should win, I will gladly shake your hand on that stage and wish you the best.
Hug it out.
That's it. All right, kiddo. See you Thursday.
Listen, cold on that stage, how many push-ups can you do? Because I'm at probably my worst shape I've been in 5 years.
How many can you do straight?
Since I ran the marathon, I've totally fallen apart.
How many can you do?
I can do more than you. I'm asking how many.
Yeah, but what's the number?
Because now you could do.
Just give me a number.
Yeah, what's the number?
I don't know. For money, I mean, randomly right now, I probably could do 20, 30. But for money and hydrated, where I'm not going to, like, hand me up and stuff and stress, I could do, like, probably 70.
70?
Yeah, I'm
good. Jeez. I was ready to take that challenge. I'm not going to take that 70. First off, Stu. You can't say on a random day I could do 20 to 30, but if it was for money, I could do more than double that.
I'm a hustler, Craig. That's what I do. And I'm such a hustler. I'm telling you, I'm coming. I don't want your edge. I want you to know I'm coming.
Bobby Riggs is in the house.
Fair and square in front of the governor.
See, if you
you made a mistake. If you said, you know what, for money, I could probably do 20 or 30.
Yeah, I would have taken
I would have challenged him.
No doubt.
I would have said,
doubt.
This thing is on, live on stage,
want,
me
listen,
versus
I
you.
I want the challenge. What if my picks spend them the whole night? What if I have a heart attack and die in front of you? My A1C's 12. My sugars are 400. I'm a freak of nature. I should be dead 10 years ago.
Well, let's hope it doesn't happen on Thursday, but we'll see you there.
I've had a fabulous life. I thought I was going to die before 30.
All right, buddy. I'll see you Thursday.
I love you, Evan. I love you. Hug it out, Evan.
All right, man.
All right, Stu Feiner. And it all goes down Thursday night at Gotham Comedy Club.
We're a little under 2,000 votes.
Where am
I at? 39% Feiner, 38% you.
Really?
17% Kyrie.
Okay.
6% Rob Manfred.
So Manfred's out.
So it is
according to the people.
I mean,
Manfred's
Kyrie's out too. You guys are doubling him. It's a two-man race. It's you and Feiner.
Me and Stu Feiner. If you'd asked me 5 years ago if that was the case, I would have said probably not. But here we are.
Listen, I look at these four. I'm a never Manfred guy. Never Manfred. Any of those other
three,
I think I'd take.
So you're happy if Kyrie wins it?
I wouldn't be happy, but I'm glad it's not Manfred.
Got it. It seems like the people are speaking on that right now as well.
Yeah. Because in this case, I have the pulse of the people. We can't
so 1,900 votes, Stu Feiner, 39.6%. Craig Carton, 37.7%.
Wow, he's pulling away.
He's up by about a point and a half.
He's pulling away.
Wait, I wouldn't say it's pulling away, Jack.
You made a good run, though.
That's not pulling away.
Yeah, we're going to call it real soon. The election officials are in the decision desk, ready to make a call. We're getting close.
This isn't Gorm Bush.
We've eliminated
This is Manfred. Going on for a while.
We've eliminated Kai. They're gone. They're done. They're goodbye. See
well,
you later.
Again, this is an imperfect poll.
No, of course.
I'm sure the polls of the people already have their winner.
I hope so.
I hate for them to look at this and then make a decision.
Yeah, reconsider.
That being said, who's more worried, Stu Feiner about me or the Yankees about the Astros? What do you think? I think the Yankees are more worried about the Astros.
Yankees are not worried about the Astros.
I think so.
There
I think everyone's
fans,
lying to you.
No, I don't think so. Their fans are. I could see that, and I understand why. But these players aren't. You think Josh Donaldson cares about the Astros?
I do.
Why?
Because the Astros are that team that has the Yankees.
You think Anthony Rizzo cares about the Astros?
I think they all do.
You think Nestor Cortez cares about the Astros?
I don't know what he cares about.
You think Clay Holmes cares about the Astros? Like, that's why sometimes when we talk about one team owns another team.
Right.
Like, you got to look at the history of this thing. And here's the thing with Altuve. Altuve owns the Yankees, but Jose Altuve owns a lot of teams. He is one of the great postseason performers in the history of baseball. I know you guys don't like hearing that sentence, but it's true. He's one of the great second basemen of all time.
No one's arguing that. He's just our nemesis.
He's your nemesis.
But it's like any great player. Chase Utley, great player. You hate him.
Altuve is better.
I'm not arguing who's better.
I'm just saying.
I'm saying historically, there are great players who we have to acknowledge are great, and their greatness is what stands in our way of championships.
In all seriousness.
Michael Jordan, thank you.
You know what's a real difference between Yankees Astros now and Yankees Astros of the past? And this is a positive comment.
Go.
When you had to play games 6 and 7 in 2017, where was the game? It was in Houston.
Yes, correct.
Yankees had a 3-2 lead back in Houston. When they went back to Houston in 2019, the last batter was Jose Altuve, right after DJ LeMahieu at the game-tying home run. You play them now, in all likelihood, game 6 and 7 ain't in Houston.
No,
game 6 and 7's in the Bronx.
I'm not sure if it even matters.
Here's why it does.
Go ahead.
In 2017, how'd the Yankees do in Houston?
Fair enough.
How'd the Astros do at Yankee Stadium?
Right.
And you could even look not as extreme, but a little bit in 2019. Home field advantage may not matter a lot. In this case, it does matter, and it has mattered. So I think the Yankees having home field is a difference.
You always want deciding games in your building.
Sure.
Whether that's something that we play up or is tangibly, you know,
look,
actionable.
Craig.
I think you could argue.
There's a lot of times it doesn't matter, but here's what we'd all agree with. If the New York Yankees had home field in 2017, what happens? They win the pennant.
You can't say that.
Oh, I can. I watched the games in Houston. I watched the games in the Bronx.
Yeah, but
it was
know.
A true home series. The difference was the last at-bat the Astros had.
Right.
The difference was the Yankees, for whatever reason, couldn't hit Houston. And by the way, the Astros couldn't hit a Yankee stadium. Wonder why.
Well, because they weren't cheating there. Allegedly. Who knows?
No, right? That's not allegedly.
Right.
In 2017, they cheated.
No. I'm saying they weren't cheating here.
Yeah, no, I get
they you. Probably tried in some way, shape, or form.
It doesn't mean the Yankees would definitely beat them. It means that there's a significant difference. Having home field advantage in the case of Yankees-Astros, Not always the case. Wasn't the case with Mets, Dodgers in 15. But in the case of Yankees, Astros, I think home field advantage does matter.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.